I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Uh-oh. Breaking news, Steve.
Breaking news.
We've got a few squirrel stories we got to get to here.
Squirrels.
Squirrel stories. So here's, to let you into the brain trust that is the Slacker and Steve show, we've found a couple of squirrel stories, and we're wondering the following. Is there enough of you that have had an interaction with a squirrel that we could get enough out of squirrel stories? Or will we have to broaden the horizon to rodent report?
Breaking rodent report.
Breaking
news.
Is a squirrel a rodent?
Well,
it kind of is.
Yeah.
Just because it's cute.
Yeah, and wicked smart, too.
But rats are smart because they get through a maze.
Too,
but they just get that. You know what it is?
Well, they're not as cute.
Rats got the wrong tail.
Oh, the bushy tail. Yeah.
Yeah, the bushy tail is what makes a squirrel.
Those are the rat tails.
Yeah, you get a rat tail. Although, after I watched Ratatouille, I kind of liked rats.
That kids show?
It's a Pixar movie. You would love it.
Oh, is it good?
Patton Oswalt plays the rat.
Oh, okay.
He's a chef.
Yeah, all right.
This just in.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve will be watching Ratatouille later in honor of Squirrel Stories and or Rodent Report.
Patton Oswalt will be.
Patton Oswalt is starring as the... Have I probably done this enough?
Huh?
Here's the thing. There's a guy who discovered... This guy, he was hearing weird noises. I saw the picture of this. It's astounding.
I'd have to be.
Guy was hearing weird noises coming from his engine, so he pulled over into a parking lot and popped the hood of his car, and it looks like a prank. There are 50 pounds of pine cones under the hood of his vehicle.
Pounds.
It looks like he's driving a prehistoric, like a Flintstone mobile, and it runs on pine cones.
I can't imagine that.
And the story is that squirrels actually put the pine cones... Squirrel report! Squirrels actually were storing their pine cones in his engine compartment.
Jeez.
So it took 45 minutes for the guy to get all the pine cones out. Would you be a nice guy and put them in the back of your truck and bring them back to the squirrels at your house?
Oh,
or would you just throw them out?
I'd set them on fire.
Do you burn pine cones?
I would.
Can I tell you that my neighborhood...
Oh, like, they burn cones?
No, there's like... I have like 4 Austrian pines in my yard. There's 3 on the grain belt next to me. It is a constant... And you know what? You might as well hit a river rock with your mower blade. It's the same as hitting a damn pine cone.
Those are hefty. That's some hefty.
It makes a sound and everybody's
Sa-ding!
Like... Yes. And it's a projectile. You think a volcano's bad. This just in. Pine cones.
They'll kill you.
Even we don't know what we're doing. It's either squirrel stories.
Or pine cones.
Or rodent report or pine cone stories. Another squirrel had to be rescued from a London home. Apparently it was in the drain of their toilet.
Oh.
They lowered a mop handle into the toilet bowl and the squirrel was able to grab hold and be lifted out.
Oh, that's cool.
The squirrel was not. This is almost an exact scene from Ratatouille.
Ratatouille?
Yeah. But he's got a spatula and he
uses it as like an oar?
He does.
In a toilet?
He's in a coffee can or something and he's like...
Go down the river or in a toilet? Or
he's going down the sewers of London.
Dude, don't ruin the end for me, man. Don't spoil that Ratatouille.
Just in.
Okay.
The name of the...
You don't know.
I'm trying to think of the name of the restaurant.
Ha ha. Rat-a-tat-tat or something.
Dang it.
Ha ha.
The squirrel was not injured. He was able to be released back into the wild. So, right now, we would like to do squirrel stories. But if there's not enough of you with squirrel stories, we'll open it up to rodents. Oh, God, is a ferret a rodent?
You know, I don't know if it's part of the family. It might be the weasel. I'm not sure. Okay.
Here. This just in. We don't know if ferrets are...
What genus the...
Let's just pretend they are. Did you see the story where the post office, somebody tried to ship... It's somebody in, like, close to my hood, farther farther out there.
Oh, I believe that.
Fort Morgan. Somebody in Fort Morgan threw a ferret in a box and tried to ship it to somebody.
Whatever.
And the ferret, like, dug its way out of the box.
Good.
And was free in the postal facility.
I hope they tracked that person down.
They're claiming it's hard. Didn't he put a return address? Or
right?
You know where it was going. You call them and say, can you tell us who was sending you a ferret?
Exactly.
The animal was exhausted and dehydrated.
Jeez.
It's at the Denver Animal Shelter. And they've named him FedEx. It's a ferret. It's not a squirrel. What?
Ferrets belong to the weasel family.
Oh, okay.
Not a rodent.
Yeah.
This just in. No ferret stories will be accepted other than the one we just did. Can squirrel be?
Yeah, squirrels are rodents.
Okay. Maddie, our intern, gave us a story. It's a hamster story. So you Google that and we'll tell the story. She loved her hamster in the third grade. Name was Nebula.
Nebula.
She's carrier hamster around her house.
Oh.
One day she lost track of her hamster. Couldn't find her for 3 days.
Whoa.
Hamster was in her mom's workout drawer. It had cached, eaten, shredded all of her Lululemon.
Oh, Lululemon.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Is that really how you say it?
That's how I say it.
I thought it was Lululemon. Yeah. So, and all of her workout tops.
Those aren't cheap.
So let's go to the verdict. Is a hamster a weasel or a rodent?
Hamster stories are acceptable.
Hey, all right.
Hamsters are rodents.
All right. So then
how about gerbil?
Gerbil. Need to look Jesus. It up. You got a gerbil story? We lost our gerbil when I was young. I was missing for a long time.
One of my gerbils ate the other gerbil.
That happens.
In the womb or out in your cage?
In the womb. Yes. No, so we lost our gerbil for a whole year.
You neglected the gerbil.
No, it got out of the cage and we lost it for a whole year. And you know how you hear those stories that the gerbil's gone, it's living off the bugs and the whole thing? My gerbil did that exact same thing. It lived for like a year in my house. Unfortunately, we didn't find it till it was already dead. But we did find it in a spot that we'd already looked for a long time, and it was freshly dead, like a year later. So we know that the gerbil had lived a really, really long time.
Dang, that's year of neglect. Buddy.
Gerbils, yes or no?
Yes.
Hey, keep all adding right. to the list.
What else we got? So we're doing squirrels, gerbils, hamsters, rats.
Yes.
Yep. Mice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But no on the ferret.
Okay.
Got enough calls? Can we do this? All right. If you got a good story that fits into our brand new newscast, that
is chipmunks.
Oh, chipmunks.
Well, because chipmunks and squirrels are
pretty prairie cool. dogs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we're getting to big.
Oh, yeah. How about rabbits?
No.
All right. If you want to be a reporter.
Time out.
Yep.
Did you know a beaver's a rodent?
Really?
Yeah. Beavers and porcupines.
Raccoons?
Nope.
Wombats.
How about capybaras? Here's the deal. Capybaras.
Hey, if you're heading somewhere and you were looking for entertaining radio, nope. It's just three guys reading the names of animals trying to figure out what species.
Yeah,
they
just
are.
Keep moving. Nothing here.
Just punch the dial thing, hit the button. If we're your number one preset, I'd change it. honey, cheers, sirens. You're talking about whether or not wombats were? I had to get out of the car. I don't know if I need closure. Look it up. Wombats, yes or no?
It's riveting. I know.
All right. If you want to be a part of our rodent report, tell us your rodent stories. Katie, welcome to the squirrel story report thing. What do you got?
So similar to the stories you had about the squirrel, my grandfather had a pickup truck that he keeps in the mountain at our house up there. And my dad went to start it one day and it wouldn't start. And so we opened up the hood to see what was wrong and ended up pulling out 30 pounds of peanuts and insulation. And sticks and pine needles.
Yeah.
So they had just made a nest in his thing.
Yeah, they had like shoved it in every nook and cranny they could possibly find in the engine compartment.
How long had it been since he driven it? That's his fault.
Or an oil change.
Yeah, something.
Last time he changed.
That's him.
Well, they only use it during the wintertime because they could hook a plow up to it and they could plow the driveway.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it had been a few months, but it was like... It's still an impressive amount for the
that
little
is.
Bit of time it hadn't run.
When I saw the picture of the pine cones in there,
50
I was like,
pounds.
It's an impressive thing.
Jeez.
To think that the squirrels are.
It was a lot. It filled the entire driveway. And then we figured out that they had been pulling insulation from the attic in both the house and the garage.
Oh, they wanted it warm.
Yeah, that's wicked.
That's pretty cool.
And there were pine needles, and I mean, every piece of mountain you could get shoved in there.
That's awesome. Thank you for being our first reporter on the Squirrel Story Report.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, now Steve's showing me what a deep voice really sounds like. No, oh, no, thank you.
No, that's you, Amanda.
Amanda.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we were at my grandma's house, and we were sitting there eating Thanksgiving dinner, and there was a squirrel, and he was staring at us for, like, a good, like, 5-10 minutes, and he goes down the tree, comes back up with, like, a rat, and starts eating it in front of us, like, pulling at it, and, like, shows us, like, through the door, like, here, do you want some?
Oh, my God!
He was eating another animal?
Yeah, like, he was eating something, like, just pulling something, and we were
trying
to figure out.
Whoa.
And my grandma went up to it, and it was eating, like, a rat. And we named him Billy. Because
that's what you do, is name the cannibal rat in your backyard. But he's got a pretty tail, so he's got to be part of our family.
So this just in. He comes all the time.
He still comes to your house?
Oh, he's like a little body.
Yeah, he still comes.
Oh. Okay, I feel like he's ravenous ravenous or whatever you call him. I would not hang out with Billy.
I've never heard him be carnivores.
Right?
Yeah. That's
everybody. They stash pine cones and insulation. Mary.
Yay!
Rodent reports / squirrel stories.
Okay, first I just have to say I live in Jackson, Wyoming, and I stream you guys every day.
Oh my God, thank you!
Love you for that, Mary.
Do you ever go to that bar with the saddles?
The Cowboy Bar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's every bar in Jackson.
No, it's one with actual, it's fun. Yeah, never mind.
Yes, it is.
Harrison Ford's usually in there drunk.
Yeah.
It's a true story. I wish I was kidding.
That is true story.
All right, so is this a Harrison Ford rodent sighting, or what is this? Yeah.
So I'm camping in Montana up in Anaconda, and for the weekend, our campsite, we are consistently bombarded with pine cones by these three squirrels.
Every time we're out, they're
bombarding us.
So that you're on their turf, and they don't know, they don't have any way to attack the big gringos. They're just like, get them!
And we couldn't move because all the other campsites were taken.
What can you do? There's no recourse. You're just can you give them food and they'll stop? Did you try that? Did you try bribing them?
No, we tried throwing pine cones back at them, and that just hit them off the wall.
Then we threw Harrison Ford at him, and that just didn't seem
to work. Yeah, he didn't work. His stupid earring got caught on the tree. Stupid Allie McBeal was there.
Yeah.
What's her name? I don't know.
No,
that's who he's married to.
Felista Flux.
Yes!
Yeah, something.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Steve, for being part of the Harrison Ford Squirrel Report. This has been a direct... Ryan...
Hi, yay.
Yay.
We have no idea what we're doing,
right?
So you tell us what we're doing.
Awesome. Squirrel stories?
Okay. Oh, okay, good, yay.
Okay, good. because I used to run a summer camp down in Boulder, and we had this squirrel start attacking our children.
Oh.
And, yes. And so we had to, like, I first came out with another one of my counselors, and we tried to corral it away and just chase it away, and it kept trying to come back to our kids. And we ended up, like, we're looking at the squirrel, and it has one eye, so it's purely evil. And we try to call animal control on it, and they can't send anyone out. So a cop shows up, and he says, I can't believe what I'm hearing. What is this about a one-eyed squirrel attacking children?
Oh, my God.
And he sees it. He sees it trying to actively attack people. And he says, don't worry about animal control. I got this. Just tell the kids to turn around. And then he minds that he's going to shoot the squirrel.
Okay, wait.
Did he actually pop it?
No, I almost kind of wish he did, because for the rest of the day, as the boss of this camp, I had to sit there with a squirt gun and keep the squirrel from attacking our patrons.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't turned this into, like, Scorsese or George Lucas, there is a movie here. The One-Eyed Squirrel?
Yeah, there is that.
Yes! It was notorious then forever. We just always talked about this evil one-eyed squirrel that attacked our camp.
Authorities are currently tracking the one-eyed squirrel. We will have film and its location at 11.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.